welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Kendra, and excited as always to be with you. I love that we're getting into April. April is one of my favorite months, not only because it's my birthday, but I mean, I really just love spring. As you know, I love winter, I love skiing, but you know, at some point we want more sun, you know, and I want to start doing the summer activities. I want to get out my stand-up paddleboard. I want to go biking. I want to hike. I want to go to the beach and do all those fun things. So just really looking forward to this month. And I hope you are too. And today, we're going to continue to talk a little bit about ads. So tune in to episode 220, which I posted a couple weeks ago. If you want the behind the scenes look at my Facebook ad strategy, it's a strategy that works really well and can be really inexpensive to run. Okay. Especially if you do well with your copy creative. So definitely go listen to that, check that out. But what I want to talk about today are three different ways plus a bonus way, because I want to give you a little bonus on how to lower your ad spend. Because there's a lot of mistakes that I see coaches and practitioners make when they're running their ads that are leading to them spending way more on ads than they need to. Okay. Now, when it comes to Facebook ads, a lot of times people will ask me, okay, well, I'm in health and wellness. Like, what, you know, graphic is going to work best for health and wellness? Like, should I do a video? Should it be, you know, a static graphic? Like, what should it be? And the truth is with Facebook ads is it's all about testing. So you never know, right? What works for one health practitioner won't work for another practitioner, right? You might have an audience that converts really highly when you run video ads, whereas another practitioner might not do so well with video ads. Now, personally, I don't really like to do video ads. And I don't recommend that my students do them inside HCA just because they're a lot of work. And honestly, I see really good results just with static graphics and copy. And that is so much easier to create, right? A video is this whole thing. You got to film it. Well, you got to script it, and then you got to film it. Then you got to edit it. And honestly, it may not convert. So the only reason why I would maybe run to a video ad, I'm going to tell you there's a situation where I do run to a video ad, but for the most part, the only reason I would do it is if nothing else is converting. Okay. So what this comes down to, or what I'm kind of alluding to, is the first tip that I'm giving you, which is to test more copy and creative. So a lot of people will put a Facebook ad out and it's not working. It's not converting. And they're like, eh, this didn't work. Facebook ads don't work. Or they might put an ad out and it does well for a while, and then it kind of starts to, you know, deperform. That is not a word. It starts to perform less, okay? So if you want to reduce that spend, if you want to reduce that cost per result, then you need to be testing more, okay? And it's usually good measure. Like, I know when I've worked with ads agencies in the past, a good ad agency would test new copy creative, you know, and sort of refresh it every month or so, right? And so you want to test, because if you're paying something you don't want to pay, it doesn't mean that people don't want the cheat sheet, that they don't want the resource. It just might mean that something about the copy or creative just isn't really resonating with people, okay? And so I'll give you an example. So I have a campaign going right now. I'm running to a free guide that basically, you know, shows people how to ditch one-on-one sessions and custom packages and run an online program. So it's this free guide, okay? And I'm running ads right now, and I'm paying about, a $10 cost per result. So for every person who joins my email list, I'm paying $10 Canadian. For you Americans, it's about $7. Now, it's not terrible because keep in mind, I'm in the B2B space, business to business. I pay significantly more for ads than you will as someone in the B2C space. So business to consumer, if you're a health and wellness coach or any type of, you know, personal development, spiritual, sexual, whatever coach, you will be in the B2C space. And those ads tend to be cheaper. So just to give you some context, I have students who are paying maybe $2 for every person that comes onto their email list, and sometimes less. Okay, so it's significantly less. So don't get freaked out by my ad cost, okay? That's just the unfortunate nature of the space that I'm in. It's more competitive. I'm competing with like the Amy Porterfields of the world, and I just ultimately pay more. But I think I can actually get a lower cost per lead. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create new graphics, but I'm going to keep the same copy. So if you listen to episode 220, and I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that, my strategy is a long copy, a long piece of copy. So that's the text that goes along with the ad, a short copy, and then two different graphics. And usually one of the graphics has an image of me on it. The other one might have an emoji person or a mock-up of the product, or it might just be purely text-based, like get the guide and this is what's in it. But I have two versions of that. And then I basically mix them all up. So I have four versions of ads for each audience that I'm sending ads to. Okay. Now, when I go into test new ads, I usually focus on the creative. And when I say the creative, I mean the graphic, okay? The reason for that is because I sort of believe that what really gets the person's attention for the ad is the creative. If you think about the Instagram feed and the Facebook feed, you're scrolling down, and usually what captures your attention is the visual piece, right? And honestly, I'm lazy and it's way easier for me to create a new graphic versus write a whole bunch of new ad copy. Because how I see it, and I've noticed this from the way that I interact with ads, is the creative kind of captures the attention, and then I might go read the copy, but I usually skim it and I usually don't read everything in the copy. Usually the copy is kind of what I go to second, and then I decide to, you know, opt in or not, or click on the ad or whatever. So usually what I do is I keep the copy the same and I start by testing various different graphics. Now, if that didn't get me results, yes, I would probably go in and maybe refresh the copy, but I usually focus on the creative just because to me, it's the lowest hanging fruit. It's easy for me to just go switch up something in Canva and test something that's a little bit different. Okay. Now, when you are testing more copy and creative, so when you're running Facebook ads, everything kind of lives inside the campaign. And the campaign is the overall objective. So the purpose of the ad. So for example, in the situation I'm telling you about, I have a free guide and I want leads. So the campaign objective is to get leads. If I was running ads to a sales page to get purchases, then the campaign objective would be purchases. So within the campaign, we then have various audiences and then we have various ads. Now, what a lot of people do, and this is something I used to do, and shout out to my Facebook ads coach, Zach Spuckler, who's amazing, who taught me this. But what I would normally do in the past is I would just put new creative right into the ad set with the original ads. And what he actually taught me to do was actually create a totally different campaign running to the same audiences, but basically have it be a separate campaign. Because something I've noticed is that, you know, you have ads running to a specific ad, and then when you put another ad into that audience, sometimes Facebook just won't put budget towards that new ad. And then that's kind of annoying. It's like there's this freight train running and it's hard to get off the track. So it's helpful if you just start a new campaign, and you can do this very simply by simply duplicating, right? Taking that original campaign, duplicating it. I usually put the word testing in there, and then I run the ads all to all the same audiences. And all I'm doing is I'm swapping out creative and I'm keeping the copy the same. Okay. And then what you can do is sort of review that. Now, when you are testing, when you start a new ads campaign, give it at least 3 full days or about 1,000 impressions on each ad, right? So depending on your budget, it might take longer, but definitely for at least 3 days, like don't touch anything. just let it go. And just know that in the first 3 days of any campaign, you are going to be spending the most money, right? Because things are testing. And what you're going to see is that the majority of your ads bomb. And that's very normal. That's true for all ads campaign, is that most ads don't actually do well, but then there's always, you know, one or two or three that do. So for example, in my testing campaign, I just put out to try to see if I could get a lower cost per lead. I was just in there this morning and I probably turned off about 60% of the ads because some of them weren't getting any results. For some of them, I was paying like $25 a lead, right? So in the beginning of a campaign, you always kind of spend the most money and it can make a campaign look really expensive, but look at each of the individual ads. Because in one audience, it's telling me that I'm paying $25 per lead, which is way too high for me. But when I actually go into that audience and look at the various ads, which I have four in each of those audiences, I have one that's actually getting me a $6 Canadian cost per lead, which is like $4 US, right? So something that I like a lot more. So I just turn off the ones that aren't converting and then I leave on the ones that are doing well. And so I just came to my 3 days today. So I went in and I turned off, like I said, about 60% of the ads. And then probably next week, probably give it another maybe week or so, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to compare the new campaign to the original campaign. And if some of the ads in my new campaign are getting me a better cost per lead, then I'm going to turn off some of the ads from the old campaign, right? And let's say this new campaign doesn't generate better results, then I actually might go in and try some new ad copy. Okay. Or I might actually change the way that I'm positioning the guide, something like that. Okay. So far, 3 days in, things can always change, right? 3 days in, it looks like I am doing better with my cost per result. Okay. So that was a way that I was able to lower that budget. Okay. Or that ad spend. So that's number one. Number two is to use a cold Advantage Plus audience. Okay. So what this is it's an audience that you can use inside Facebook. And what this means is that you are leveraging the artificial intelligence of Facebook to basically go out and find the best cost per lead and find your ideal client without giving it too much information. So with an Advantage Plus audience, all you're giving it is location. So where does your person live in the world? Okay. The gender, if there's gender, and the age group. Okay. So you're really only targeting for those three variables. And so this happens at the ad set level where you choose your audience. And if you go in there, you'll see something called Advantage Plus. And it says Advantage Plus audience. And then you can put your age and gender in there. And then just above that, you'll put in your location. So for me, for my Advantage Plus audience, I target for Canada, US, UK, Australia, and New Zealand. I think I also do Scotland, Ireland. I think I do Ireland and Scotland as well. I do sort of like Western Europe. And then I target for usually like 28 to 48. And I target women. Sometimes I do men, but sometimes I find when I target men, I get a lot of creeps on my posts. So sometimes I just do women because truthfully about 95% of my audience are women just by the nature of, you know, the health coaching, health practitioner profession. Okay. So the reason this can lower ad spend is because the artificial intelligence from Meta, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram ads, is very intelligent. And when I used to run ads like several years ago, we actually had to be really, really specific with our audience. We had to put all these different details in there and make it really specific, which these days, if you actually give Facebook more leeway to find your audience, they actually do a very good job of it because, again, AI is very intelligent. So what's essentially finding your ideal client is your copy and creative, right? So if you have the correct copy and creative, meaning that is specifically targeting the person of whom you want to target and get on your email list, then Facebook will be able to find it just based on who is interacting with the ads. So for example, if you're a weight loss coach, maybe you help women who are, you know, in their 40s and perimenopause, like lose 50 pounds, okay? So obviously your ad is going to promote something that helps women in their 40s lose 50 pounds. So it's going to be specific and it's going to be very clear that that's what's being offered in the creative and in the copy. And obviously, so they're just going to put it out to, let's say, women in the US, 40 years of age, right? And if those women aren't dealing with weight issues, they're going to ignore the ad, right? But if they are in their 40s and they are dealing with, you know, needing to lose at least 50 pounds, then they're going to start interacting with the ad, right? They're going to stop the scroll for a second. And the AI will actually pick that up. Even if they don't click into the ad, if they just kind of stop the scroll and even look at it, that's going to give Facebook information and start to show them who to actually put the ad out to. So as it turns out, Facebook and artificial intelligence is way better at finding your ideal client on Facebook and Instagram than you are with your targeting details. So I always recommend doing a cold Advantage Plus. Now, the situation where I would not recommend this is if you are new to ads, okay? The reason for this is because we want the pixel. So the pixel is essentially the tracking code that tracks these things happening, okay? So it's literally this little piece of code that goes on your landing page software or your website, wherever you're running ads to, and it keeps track of who is actually landing there, right? So it is gathering information over time. And we all know that Facebook has a ton of information about each and every one of us, right? Probably to a creepy level. And it collects information over time. So when I run a cold Advantage audience or cold Advantage Plus audience, Facebook is not just shooting in the dark. They already know that I target health practitioners because I've been running ads for years to health practitioners. That information lives in the pixel. Okay. So if you are brand new, your pixel's not going to have any information. So it is going to be more shooting in the dark. So I would probably be running ads for, you know, maybe 6 months, again, depending on your ad spend, before doing a cold Advantage Plus audience, because that way it'll actually have information about who you're trying to target. So it's not just starting from scratch. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. Number three, and this one I see discounted so often and it's mind-blowing to me. And I even see this discounted by ads managers, which literally makes me insane, is to run ads to a warm audience. Okay. So a lot of times when we're running ads. So the cold Advantage Plus, right? We're targeting on location, gender, and age. These are people who don't know you. They don't like you. They don't trust you, right? Typically those types of ads may be more expensive than a warm audience, which are the people who have already interacted with your content. Okay. So for example, you can go into audiences. So when you're in Ads Manager, there's a little tab on the left that says audiences. You can go in and create several different custom audiences, and you should do this immediately. If you're setting up an ads account, you should go do this immediately. And you can set up a custom audience for Instagram engagement, Facebook engagement, your website traffic. You do have to put the Facebook pixel on your website. There are lots of tutorials online of how to do that. Okay. And then you can target people who've watched your videos. And this last one, video views, I'm gonna share a little bit of additional information on it. Okay. So what you can set up is you can go in, you can set up a custom audience, and Facebook will give you a bunch of options. And the first one you're going to select is Instagram engagement, and it's going to ask for a time frame. I usually target for 90 days. So everyone who has interacted with my Instagram, so that would be anyone who's followed, liked a post, engaged with an ad, like literally any way they've engaged with me on Instagram, they're going to be in that audience. So within 90 days. I do the same thing for Facebook engagement. And then I do 180 days for website visitors. So we have that tracking code on our website. So every time someone goes to our website, if they have a Facebook account, they are being tracked as someone who visited my website. This is a big reason why you go to a website to look at a product and then you're in Instagram and suddenly you're being shown that ad, right? It's because you've been pixeled. Okay. If you want to see someone's ads, if you're curious about what someone's ads look like, just go to their website or go to their Facebook page or Instagram, get pixeled. Because if they're running ads and they are smart and they're running ads to warm audiences, you're going to suddenly start seeing their ads. Okay. Now the final one is called through plays. Okay. And this one requires a little bit of an extra step. This is an old school strategy that I have been doing since 2016, but I think it still works. I think it's still very valuable. A lot of people discount it, even ads managers. And honestly, I think that's stupid. Okay. So what you can set up is something called a video views campaign. So you would go into your ads manager. Okay. And you would go create a new campaign. Okay. And it's going to ask you for the objective and you're going to choose engagement. Okay. And then continue. And then from there, you're going to set up the ad. Okay. And what you're going to do is you're going to find a video. It can be a video from your Instagram or Facebook. You probably want it to be about no more than like 2 minutes in length. it should be something that obviously is very specific for your ideal client. And what you can do is you can run basically traffic to that video. Now, why do we do that? Because getting a video view is literally the cheapest form of engagement that you can get through Facebook ads. And as an example, I'm paying 0.004 of a dollar. So, I mean, that's less than half a cent per view. And then I'm going to retarget those people, right? So I usually put a budget. I think I'm spending about $7 a day on my video views campaign. I've had this one going for, so long now, like a year or more. I'm just looking at it right now. And in the past year, I have generated over 1 million through plays. That's over 1 million people who've watched my video for longer than 15 seconds. That's a through play. It's a minimum of 15 seconds. Okay. And so that's great because Facebook always works better when you are targeting an audience with more people in it. And obviously, if I were just to use my Instagram engagement and Facebook engagement and website traffic, like, you know, it would be decent, but it wouldn't be a huge audience. So I really make up for that kind of lack of people in my warm audience through these video views ad. Okay. And so what you can do is you can set that up. Again, find a video from Instagram, a reel, something that, you know, maybe did well organically, and something that doesn't have like stock music on it, because Facebook won't allow you to run ads of something with stock music. So you can probably download it from Instagram and then use an app like InShot or something like that to just remove the music. Okay. And then you can put it into a video views campaign and spend like $5 a day and generate those video views, because you are going to retarget them later in your warm audience. And again, that's going to greatly reduce your ad spend. Now, why does a warm audience reduce your ad spend? Well, it's because, again, these people have already seen your content before. It's not their first rodeo. They aren't just seeing you for the first time, where anytime we meet someone for the first time online who's trying to sell us something, we generally distrust them, and we should, right? But if they've engaged with your content, if they've engaged with your Instagram, they've engaged with your Facebook, maybe they visited your website, or they've watched a little bit of your video, then they're going to be like, huh, I've seen this person before. And now they're going to be more likely to opt into your free guide. Okay. So just to give you an example of how much cheaper it can be to run ads to a warm audience, for any of my cold audiences, I might pay like $7 to $9 per lead. And in my warm audiences, I might pay $3 or $4. So it's like 50% or less. Okay. And it's really crazy that people don't do this just because it's so much cheaper. People just think, oh, shouldn't I just be going for cold traffic? I'm like, yes, go for cold traffic. But there's people who have engaged with your Instagram, your Facebook, your website, watched your videos, who aren't on your email list yet. Why wouldn't you want to get them on your email list and for a cheaper price? Okay. So this is really crazy, because I was working with an ads agency last summer, and I actually talk about this in last week's episode, episode 221, should you hire a marketing agency? So if you want to hear all about my experience working with marketing agencies, specifically the one that I worked with last summer, go check that out. It might be very enlightening for you. That's episode 221. But essentially, I had them running ads for me. And I mean, I really shouldn't have hired them, but I remember going in, because I had them run ads to my challenge that was in October. And I had this incredibly high cost per lead. I think I was paying like $29 Canadian per person who came to my challenge, right? Which, you know, for US people, it's like $23. Like, that is not cheap. I do not want to pay that. And I was not happy. And this is one of the reasons why I stopped working with them. I was just like, what the hell? And when I went in to their campaign that they're running, I realized that they didn't have anything set up for a warm audience, which could have reduced my ad spend significantly. And I was like, why wouldn't you do this? Like, this is so obvious. Like, why aren't we running to warm traffic? Like, why aren't we doing this? It's just ridiculous. So if you are new to ads, go into your audiences, set up your 90-day Instagram engagement audience, your 90-day Facebook engagement audience, your 180-day website visitors, set up your video views ad, and then create that audience. So basically at the ad set level, you can basically stack all these audiences on top of each other. And at first, you know, while you're running your video views campaign, there might not be a ton of people in this audience, which means that you can't have a super high budget, because, you know, you're going to run through that audience really quickly. And then people are going to start seeing the same ad multiple times, which is okay. Okay. You can learn this by looking at your frequency score in your analytics. You'll see frequency. And if it is 2, it means that on average, everyone's seen the ad twice. That's fine. I let my warm audiences see ads like, you know, up to 4 or 5 times. That's totally cool. But once you get that video views ad and you start building that warm audience, like me, in, you know, depending on how much money you're putting behind it, in 6 months to a year, you could have 1 million people in that audience, okay, and growing, which is great because I'm always running this video ad, view ads, and then it's always popping more people into my warm audience for Facebook to show my ad to, okay? So really, really valuable. If you take nothing else from this episode, set up your warm audiences, right? Because at least that is going to give you the ability to run ads to them at a later date, okay? Now, I want to give you a little bit of a bonus tip. This one's going to maybe seem a little counterintuitive, but it's actually super important. And this is, do not go with any of Facebook's suggestions that they give you in Ads Manager, and do not hop on the call with the Facebook marketing rep, okay? So you may have noticed when you're in Facebook, Facebook will make some suggestions. They'll say, hey, like if you're starting a new campaign, it'll be like, start this new campaign with 3 suggestions from Facebook. Don't select that. Go to manual. And then sometimes in your campaigns, it'll say something like, you know, turn on these, you know, highlights or turn on these settings and we'll optimize your ads. It honestly like never works. So like, just don't do that. Don't do that. Don't go with the Facebook recommendations. I don't know why, but it usually messes up your campaign and I have not found it to make ads perform better. And I think a lot of ads people would 100% agree with me. The other thing that's going to happen is you're going to get assigned a Facebook ads rep. And they're going to start calling you and they're going to start leaving messages on your phone. Just ignore them. Honestly, my experience of getting on the call with them, they are not helpful. And generally, I know more than them. Okay. Now, actually, now that we're here, I want to give you one more bonus tip. Okay. That can greatly reduce your ad spend. And that is to run your own ads. Okay. Now I know running ads, you know, it's definitely a little techy. It can be a little overwhelming to set up, but truthfully, to hire a good ads manager is very expensive. The going rate for a really good ads manager is about $2,500 US a month. So if you're Canadian, that's like $3,500 a month. It's expensive. And so you need to factor that into your cost per lead because a lot of people don't. They're like, oh, I'm getting this like $5 cost per lead, but then they're paying an ads manager $2,500 a month just to kind of set up and manage those ads. Okay. And so literally by running your own ads, you're giving yourself a massive raise, right? I had someone running my ads for 3 years. I was spending $2,500 a month. And honestly, now that I run my own ads, I am getting significantly better results. I'm paying a way lower cost per lead. I have a way better idea of what's going on with my money. Because when you hire an ads manager, they're just spending your money. And I'm just paying less overall because I'm not paying $3,500 Canadian a month for someone to run my ads. And honestly, it kind of blows my mind. I've definitely run my ads in the past, but then for a long time, I was having someone else run my ads. And then I've been running my own ads for the past year. And it blows my mind that ads managers charge $2,500 a month because I don't know what they're doing. And what I mean by that is like, you know, it takes a bit of time to set up a campaign, like obviously to write copy, creative and set it up. Like, yeah, you're going to spend a few hours doing that. It's probably going to take you 3 hours to write your copy and set everything up. But once you set it up, the management of ads is so chill, right? So the way that I manage my ads right now is I usually go in on Mondays. I look at my ad performance. And then sometimes I go in on Fridays. It depends if I'm doing sort of a timely event, if I'm running ads to like my free challenge or something like that, then yeah, I will be in there probably every day just reviewing things. But when I have these ongoing ads that go to my free resource to build my email list, I'm in there for maybe 10 to 15 minutes once or twice a week, just checking performance. So it's just crazy that I was paying someone so much when this is, you know, really low key for me. I definitely could probably hire someone just to go in and look at the ads, but I actually kind of enjoy my ads. I don't know if I'll ever hire anyone to do them for me again. I actually just really enjoy them myself. And considering how much time it takes me, it's so minimal that I don't mind actually doing it at all. All right. So just to review those 3 different ways, plus the 2 bonus ways to lower your ad spend. Number 1 is just to test more, right? Every month, test more copy and creative. This is unless, of course, you're getting a great cost per lead, you're getting qualified leads, then I would just let it run. If you are happy with it, then just let it go until it essentially it stops working. Try a cold Advantage Plus audience, which is that sort of where you're letting Facebook's AI kind of find your ideal client for you, and you're just basically giving them location, gender, and age. Number three is to run ads to a warm audience, right? Run ads to people who've already engaged with your content because they are going to be more likely to opt in. And then my two bonus tips, one was don't go with any Facebook ad suggestions that they give you. Ignore all of them, decline all of them, and don't jump on the call with the Facebook marketing rep. And then two is learn how to run your ads yourself and give yourself a like $30,000 to $40,000 a year raise. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. If you want to get any of the resources that I mentioned in this episode, you can go to kendraperry.net/episode222. That's kendraperry.net/episode222. If you love this episode and you want to support the podcast, the easiest thing you can do is just make sure you're subscribed and then maybe download the last three episodes. That will literally take you like 5 seconds. That is a fantastic way to support the show. Or if you're feeling a little bit of extra towards me, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy and give me a 5-star review. All right, my friend, have a great rest of your day. I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.